I have with me here, fresh from her victory, Mary Lou McDonald. First of all, Mary Lou, congratulations, well done.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who came out and voted for me in my own constituency of Dublin Central, and everyone who voted for all of our candidates right across Dublin and right across the state.
Mary, I'm going to ask you a question that I know I'm going to be asked to ask you, so we'll get it out of the way at the moment. Do you think it is incumbent on Sinn Féin, due to the mandate you got? And I asked Matt Carthy this question earlier, but I'll ask you now as Deputy Leader. Considering the mandate you got today, do you think it's incumbent on you to maybe slightly change your tack and think or consider forming or being part of the next government?
Well, we have made it clear throughout the campaign that our desire is to be in government. We're not simply a party of opposition. We are also aware that we carry a responsibility to people that we represent, the people that voted for us, but also a broader responsibility in terms of making progress, making people's lives better, and undoing the very, very deep damage that has been inflicted by the last government of Fine Gael and Labour, and indeed by the Fianna Fáil before them. So what does that mean in practical terms? It means that we have to keep our word. We made specific commitments to the electorate. We will hold to those, and we should be and will be held to them. In terms of the formation of a government, we were part of the Right to Change platform, and we've been consistently saying that our preference is for a progressive government with Sinn Féin at its heart. That remains our position, and I suppose we have to wait until all of the votes are counted, Donny, and all of the seats filled, to see what exactly the balance of forces are in the next doll.
And exactly on that point, Mary Lou, where do you see at the moment? I mean, okay, I can see by you. I mean, you're floating. You're in cloud nine as a result of the return so far. But when the dust has settled, where do you see the count? Where do you see the seat tally for Sinn Féin?
But we will be in the 20s. Exactly where will depend on the last counts for last seats in constituency. And I mean, as you know, Donny, in election, seats are won and lost by literally handfuls of votes. So I'm not Mystic Meg. I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't be exact. But we've had a really great day out, and our vote is substantially up, our seat take is substantially up. And as I said to you earlier, once everything is clear and once everything is concluded, then of course a government has to be formed.
And if I was to check your phone, Mary Lou, would I find Micheál Martin's number is?
Donny, you wouldn't. And you wouldn't find Enda Kenny's number either.
Donny, a quick question here from the panel, if that's okay.
Yeah,
Ger, I'd like
ahead,
to bring
yeah.
you in. Yep.
Hello, it's Ger Dorgan here. I know Mary Lou well. So, Ken, firstly,
yes, Ger.
I'd like to congratulate Mary Lou. It's a fantastic performance by her personally. I'd like to her views on who she thinks will take the other two seats there. I know she's not Mystic Meg, but I'm sure she has some idea of the way it's going to go. But also, she differs slightly from what Matt Carthy was saying to you earlier on. What Matt Carthy was more or less saying was, we'll wait till we're good and ready. In other words, that we're going to be strong in opposition with over 20 or 25, whatever seats they end up with. But they're not going to get involved in a programme for government with the only other two parties that have an opportunity of actually forming a government. So it's having your cake and eating it, surely.
Yeah, Mary Lou, a question there from Gerard Organ back in the studio. He's saying that you're kind of still sitting on the fence. You're having your cake and eating it, because with the numbers that you are going to amass as the count progresses to the conclusion, which at this stage could be even on Monday, you will have enough to actually start talking to the other parties. But he's of the opinion that you seem to be happier in opposition than in government.
Well, I think Chair knows better than that, and I don't know which part of we wish to be in government I have to explain all over again. But we wish to be in government in circumstances where you can actually, firstly, keep the commitments that you made to the electorate in the course of the campaign, and secondly, where you can change things. I mean, I don't wish to be part of a government that sits idly by and allows chaos in the health system, our kids to sleep in B&Bs. I believe in and wish to be part of a government that builds social houses, that delivers universal health care, that ensures decent work, decent wages and a decent standard of living for people. So it's not a case of sitting on the fence. The reality of, as we speak now this evening, is that the counts are still at a fairly early stage. The reality is that a government will have to be formed, but as a Sinn Féin deputy and a Sinn Féin woman, I am not going to be involved in putting, cobbling together an arrangement that lets people down. We're not the Labour Party. We are very, very different in our approach from them, and people have an expectation of us that we will protect their interests, that we will do the right thing, and that may indeed involve speaking to others, and we will do that. We're certainly up for that, but we will never be a mudguard for either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. That's not our ambition. That would be something extremely unacceptable, I believe, to the people who came out and in record numbers voted for us.
Chair, if at all possible, Donny, if at all possible, would it be technically possible to pop the headphones onto Mary Lou's head? We'd like to just kind of directly speak with her.
I'm sure that would be more than possible. Just hold on and I'll pass them over to her and I'll hand her the microphone as well while we're at it.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mary Lou. First of all, just to introduce myself, I'm Sabrina Ryan, presenter here at Near FM. First of all, congratulations on your election. Now, we have some interesting commentary from a previous interview that we had done earlier on in the show. And I'm actually going to hand you over to Ger, because I'm going to let him take this one. So, Ger, you can speak directly with Mary Lou now.
Well, hi, Mary Lou. Firstly, congratulations.
Hi, thank you so much, Ger.
Very well. You know, very well deserved. You've worked hard in that area. What we were talking about earlier on with Matt Carty was... He was basically saying that Sinn Féin would kind of, you know, they'll have a mandate, but the mandate is to try to implement policy. You can't implement policy from the opposition benches. What he was saying was this is a gradualist approach, and that by 2021 that you'd have the mass to be the major party of government. Now your policies, you know, there, and you were talking about not being a mudguard and not doing what Labour did. I put it to you, you know, that Labour in 2011 could have stood back and let Fine Gael and a few hobnobs of independence form a government, which would have lasted a couple of months in the throes of the biggest economic problem that we had. Now we're talking about all the problems that came about for the government, but with the amount of seats you're going to get, which could be anything from the early to the mid to late 20s, surely you need to exercise that mandate by being involved in the decisions that are made in this country over the next 5 years, not in 5 years' time when the country could actually be in a worse situation, especially if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are pushed together.
Well, I don't know, Ger, if that was a question or a defence of the Labour Party.
No, it was a question. The question is that you've got a mandate that is very easy to stand on the opposition benches and give out. You've been given a very strong mandate, and that mandate is to put your policies into practice. You can't put your policies into practice if you remain in opposition.
Yes, and I don't disagree with any of that, and in fact... In speaking here with Donny, I thought I had made it absolutely clear that our ambition is far beyond being on the opposition benches. I thought I made it absolutely clear that the policy platform that we presented, that we are serious about it, and that we are very keen and very anxious indeed to deliver it.
But can it be implemented from the opposition benches?
Well, Well,
so it's easy to come up with a policy.
But hold on, Jerry. Are you interviewing me, or do I get a chance to answer?
Ah, you're very good at this.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here now because
You're very good at this, Mary.
All right, Jerry, it's going to devolve into a bit of a dogfight. Mary Lou, it's just coming up to 6:30. Mary Lou, we absolutely appreciate you coming live on air with us, but unfortunately, we are up against the clock. Thanks very much for coming with us.
Mind yourself.
No problem.